You hear that?
Yeah, sounds like thunder. Hey! Hey, what are you doing with my laptop? Hey, dude, come on, give it back. It's gonna get soaked.
Hold on. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
What the hell, man? You want to get hit by lightning? Come on, man, give it back to me, dude.
No, stop. Do you hear that? Do you know what that means?
Time to go back inside?
No, you moron. The storm hour is on.
Hello, I'm Jake Chief. And, yes, we have no DL today, as you probably know if you heard the last show. So, before I introduce who the co-host is, I just want to mention what the Storm Award winner, what the Storm Award is, and who the winner is. And then I'll bring in the co-host to talk about the winner and what, he or she thinks of the winner, okay? So, the Storm Award is, what, every month we choose, a movie that we really think stands out among the rest, and, could be, you know, someone that's new or someone that's made a movie for years with Movie Storm, and that really stood out with what their movie could do and how they did it, and just that blew our minds. So, and we choose that for every month, and we've been doing that since January with, D.L. Watson and I. We've kept on picking, winners. So, now this month, she, made a movie which was spectacular, and, I lost some of my hearing. She is someone that's very, she's just, brilliant with her, with making movies. She's Clint Mauder, and she made the movie Frightmares, Chains of the Past. Yes, she is Shirley Martin. And please welcome my co-host to stage, Shirley Martin. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Jake.
Well, how are you doing? Congratulations on the award.
Thank you. I'm doing really good.
It's good. We had you on last week, and you were, What do you think of all the movies this week? Are you surprised that you're our winner this week? This month?
Yeah, actually, I'm pretty surprised. as I was telling Ken, you know, it's hard for me to think that my movies, you know, I put a lot of time and everything into them, and you know, then I put them out and I look at other people's movies, and I, you know, always think that their movies are better.
Yeah. And, what kind of, do you have anything that's coming up, next in your movie makings?
Well, I'm working on a Christmas Frightmare episode, because what's better for Christmas than a nice little horror flick? I've written the, screenplay for it, and now I just have to find some wonderful actresses.
Yeah, it's we're starting to get a lot more actresses in the TMU and Movie Storm community, which is awesome because the more the merrier. So
yes.
It's really good, and you're a talented one as well, and you can really act. So yeah, you're also a great addition.
This one will involve a couple of college roommates and a fortune teller, and of course death, because death is always good in a horror story.
Yeah. Always, yeah. And so is this going to be for the DL's holiday festival?
Yeah. I've talked to DL about putting it in, so.
Cool. And so I'm also putting a movie in that. So, yeah, it's I'm looking forward to seeing all the movies that are coming out for that. So, what do you think, like, what kind of stuff do you want to see happen in the? I know I asked you. I think I asked you this week, last week. But do you mind saying again, like, if you thought of anything else, like what you really want to see in the future of Movie Storm?
I'd like to see some more animations, and they've been hinting that they've been working on some animation packs, which would be really, really cool. I would really like the coders to get the writing done for Chris's packs with the eye patch and hat variations. Some more variations of clothes would be good. Some, you know, knee-length poofy skirts, you know, outfits that could easily be modded for different eras, you know, different time periods, you know, because modding with the clothes just involves retexturing, so having different meshes would be really nice. Let's see, I think probably some packs that involve buildings from different countries, which has been mentioned a lot on the forums. You know, Eiffel Tower, the London Bridge, just, you know, really nice pieces that that could put your movie in a different country. I think that's pretty much, besides animals and children, which they already know about, and I guess are pretty hard for them to put together. But yeah, those would be really nice.
Yeah, and now D.L. Watson posted a thread the other day on November 9th, and I'm just gonna read you what he says in the thread, and then you can tell me what you think of this and what your ideas is on this. Okay.
Okay.
So he says, before you read on, I'm aware that there is a small hack. Well, first, the packet, the thread is called Hyrule/Tintable Mountains Vote to Get Implemented. He says, before you read on, I'm aware that there is a small hack a user can do to make the mountains disappear. I'm aware there are some mods out there that help remove the mountains. Nevertheless, this thread is about whether or not MovieStorm should implement the option into MS that will allow users to hide/tint the mountains that most movie filmmakers try to hide without resorting to hack or mod. While some would urge that the build grid is a perfect size for avatars to walk on, he doesn't think that it's big enough when it comes to making exterior sets. You end up trying to use primitives and or domes to hide the mountains, which limits your build idea areas. And since MovieStorm has already shown users how to remove mountains using a small hack, he's asking. Excuse me.
You okay?
Sorry, I have a cold.
Okay, so you're talking about the thread that he posted asking for MovieStorm to make it an option to remove the mountains or tint them and make the set bigger, the set areas.
Yeah, so since you're a modder and stuff, and he's also talked about a small hack for modders about the Hyrule and Tintable Mountains. What's your thoughts on this? Do you think that they should do it in the next release, or not right now, but maybe in the future, or hell no, why are you trying to improve MS?
I think that if it's something that MovieStorm could do easily, then it should be done in the next release. But if it's something that's going to require a lot of coding, you know, a lot of time, then they should work on it for the near future, because the mountains are a huge pain in the butt, because, you know, they're green, they're right there. If you try to film a snow scene, you have to somehow cover those mountains or, you know, put a backdrop, and the backdrops a lot of times don't look very realistic. You can't, you know, move the actor very far, you can't pan very far, because you're going to see the corner of the backdrop, even if you have two next to each other. You're going to see it. And, you know, I think being able to tint the mountains or put your own image on them would be good. And I really think that the filming area is small. Icon's filming area is a lot bigger. You know, if you filmed in Blender, which would take forever, but if you did, you know, you would have a much bigger filming area. I really think that they need to make that area bigger. It's actually pretty small when you get enough. You get a few buildings on there, you can build, you know, a street. But you can't build an entire city in that area. And,
But for me, it's been really, like, recently I've been trying to do lots of snow scenes and stuff. And it's been incredibly tough because, you know, in the mountains, they're green. So it's like, way in the background, it's not snowing there, but, like, where the cameras, where the movie's being shot, it's all snowy and stuff for what I'm doing right now. So it doesn't look right. So that's why I want to do something to either hide them or tint them. And then if we do hide them, like, what would it really look like in the horizon? You know, because, you know, the mountains are the horizon, so...
Yeah, I've never taken the mountains away. You know, Lucinda says that there's a hack for it, and, you know, that Movie Storm told her how to do it, and she posted her own little form thing saying how to do it. But I don't think the sky extends far enough to where if you did remove them, you're going to have a piece where there's no sky.
Yeah.
In the sky. Whether, you know, whether it's bigger or smaller or whatever. And I know you can add a dome, but the dome is still limiting your area where you can film.
Yeah.
You know, because it goes around the set area. And, I think being able to hide them or tent them would be good and to make the filming area bigger, at least twice the size it is, if not four times.
Yeah, agreed. And, so I do hope that Movie Storm can do it when they can, you know, Chris Ellis, he's the main person that does this kind of thing, I think. So, you know, he can do it when he can. I'm sure he's working on some other stuff right now, so maybe when he's working on the other stuff, when he's finished the other stuff, you know, I don't want to try to push
him. Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's so backlogged he's got until 2016 worth of work.
I know. I really feel bad for him, you know, because isn't he like the only worker or something that?
I believe he's the main one for the art, and he works on the puppets and the accessories, and I'm sure he does a lot more than that. But
I just want to say kudos to you, Chris. You're doing a great job, and keep it up. You can take rests, you know. So you're doing well, Chris. So. Good job. And so, I like where Movie Storm is going right now, and I hope they keep it up, and, you know, celebrate when they come up with a big pack, you know, and then work more, yeah. So, for me, some packs that I want to see is, like, I want to see more Western stuff, like, you know, some stuff that you're doing right now. I want to see them, help you with that. And then also, that's mainly it. Also, maybe like an office pack, an animation pack.
I just finished my last Western set, which I'm going to put up on Monday. And then, you know, you'll have an option where you can buy all the packs at a cheaper price, you know, the entire Western set.
Yeah, and then maybe even we can have a space pack or something, you know, where there's like the Sun and then Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and maybe even Pluto, you know, and then a couple galaxies or something, you know, with space. That'll be cool. You know,
it'd be good for education, too, you know.
Yeah,
kids could use it for the science projects and things like that.
Yeah, and they can also add it on to the space, the sci-fi pack. So, or not, you know, they can just call it the space pack, you know. But, but that would be a cool addition. And, you know, because I'm writing a script right now, which would include Mercury and the Sun, gliding into each other, so, yeah. So, I would need something like that. I think Blender can do that, but I would rather have it, like, in Movie Storm, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we can see. But, yeah, it's, but, yeah, they're working on a lot of stuff. I'm excited to see what else they have. And, yeah, anything else?
Like what?
Did they, I'm trying to think if they announced anything, like, did they announce anything, that, like, any of their packs coming out?
I don't think so. I think that they still have the, on the development blog, the announcement for the Happy Holidays update.
Yeah, have you tried that one out?
I looked at some of the stuff that, they updated because, you know, I have that pack, so,
yeah.
And, you know, there's a lot of food, and, you know, I really like they have the pilgrim hat, and then they have the Native American headband with the feather, which I really like because having that headband actually gave me the idea to put, you know, a palm reader psychic type person in my next Frightmare episode, you know, because they wear the headbands. And also it gave me a good idea for some 1920s clothes. Because they wore those, the women did, some of them, with the dresses that have the fringe and stuff, so. Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah, I really like, this new set, because actually I got the, Happy Holidays pack a couple, like, 1 or 2 days before they released it, so, it's, yeah, it's been, so I've been playing it out. I'm trying to think of some, like, quick little movie ideas where I can just quickly film a movie and just, like, show some stuff what the pack can do with the stuff. Maybe I just might make a demo of it. I don't know. So, yeah, it's really, I like it, actually. I wasn't too sure, like, what else they could do, but I really like the edition of Thanksgiving. You know, they have the edition of Thanksgiving with the pilgrim hat, like you said, and turkey and squash, you know, lots of stuff. It's really nice.
And then they had to change the names, you know, because we call an eggplant in America.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. I was cool.
Yeah,
it
must have bothered someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, so yeah, and then it's nice for, like, a little addition to a grocery market too. You know, if you're some limitations to food and stuff, so you just have grocery markets and
I have a grocery store pack, so
yeah, and I was actually playing with that today. I was trying to make my own little set.
Yeah, there should be a produce aisle section.
Yeah.
You can use all that, all the stuff that they updated in the Happy Holidays pack, all that food in there.
Yeah.
I'm working on a 1950s set right now.
Oh, awesome. Like, what's going to be in it?
Well, right now I'm working on the kitchen. You know, so I made a 1950s stove, refrigerator, cabinets and counters and sink, and then I'll make a table and chair, and then, you know, I'll put it all together so you have a complete set that you can just set down. Kind of like the dressing room set that Movie Storm has.
Yeah.
You know, where it's a prop and you can just set it down and use it. You know, then have everything separate too. But, you know, I'm trying to do the house stuff first, the living room, the kitchen, you know. And then I'm going to work on a drive-in, you know, eatery. Malt shop, there we go, that's the word. You know, the jukebox and all that good stuff. And then go from there because, you know, I'm not sure what's important to have for the 50s. I made some gangster, you know, mob-looking clothes from some of the suits.
Yeah, and
1950s mob movie.
Excuse me.
You okay?
Sorry, I'm dying. I've been feeling well all week. As you probably know, the subscriptions are, for most people, the subscriptions are coming up and are going to be expiring and need to be, for most people, need to be, if they want to, needs to be renewed. My guess is that you're going to be renewing it for next year?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's not very much, and, pretty much, you know, it's about $7 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I use, yearly, you know, because we just get the, points right away, so, you know, I just spend them crazy. You know, because I have, so many packs out right now that I'm dying to get, but I don't have the points to get them, so I'm just trying to, you know, as soon as possible, I'm going to renew myself so I can just get the, points I need and then the packs I need.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so, simple as that.
Yeah, I'm
really looking forward to that.
And my next chore is to, try to get some animated props in the movie Storm from 3D Max.
Yeah? Cool.
Yeah, Warlord has a an animated space station that he made. And he made it in 3D Max. So I'm going to test it with that because it's a looped animation. So, you know, it's not like a door where you click on it to open.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if that works. It's a really nice space station. It's got a part on each side that turns, and then it's got the, you know, satellite-looking wings off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about, right now I do my Jake Chief recommendation.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, my Jig Chief recommendation this week comes from supposedly a true story by Yarmund, which is called Parks. Well, which is about you should see a guy driving and walking through a town, enters a building, and this always happens to him. Yeah, just one sec. Alright. So, sorry. So guy walks through town and then enters a building and then something happens, which I won't explain. But the movie shows you what can really happen to the mind. And which is so fascinating because, you know, that since it's a true story, you know, it's just so amazing what that could actually do, you know? It's the guy sleepwalks, so it's just unbelievable, I find it. Have you seen Parks by Yarmund?
Yeah, I did watch it. It's actually really good.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. I really liked it.
I definitely recommend other people watch it.
Yeah, it's a great, great movie. excuse me. But he is a great job with no dialogue, just visuals, and only 3 minutes or something, I think, long, and it's a must-see.
Oh, cool. Do you have a link you could put in the chat room?
Yes, I can just find it. Blah, blah, blah. Computer's being slow today. So, you liked that movie?
Yeah, I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, me too. It was just a 3-minute movie. It was amazing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, internet's not really working for me right now. Are you able to get the link for it? Because it's not working.
Yep, I can grab it. Yep, just take me a second.
Oh, come on. So, like, literally, when I press one button, the computer, like, flips over, and, like, it's like, ah, it's annoying.
Okay.
So, alright.
The link.
Oh my god!
And, yeah, we can take a break if you want, Jake.
Yeah, and, so we can take a break and we'll be right back after this. Oh, and we're back live on the Storm Hour. Yes, kaboom, boom. I'm the usual Jake. Usual. And we also have the talented, sexy, smart, dimension sexy, Shirley Martin.
Hi, Jake.
Hi, Shirley.
One of the things, if it's okay.
Fine.
I thought we could discuss involves modding in MovieStorm from SketchUp. I've noticed a lot of people have had problems where they'll make a building with a slanted roof, and the texture will import fine on one side, but the other side, it'll look like it's smeared. And one of the things that I found that fixes this is if you go back into the SketchUp model, and on the side of the roof that looks smeared in MovieStorm, just go down every 2 feet and put a line across the roof till you reach the end, and then put the texture back into each of those sections. And then when you re-import it into MovieStorm, it'll read the texture fine.
Oh.
And I just thought I'd mention that because we've had problems with it. And I thought we'd talk about, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but Andy Price is working on a very large set that's going to be almost like a fair set, a waterfront wharf set. And I have the... the link to that, and he has made a kiosk which is tintable in different colors, got a little ice cream cone on the side of it, and he has worked on a gazebo, which is also, you know, can be used as a bandstand, and some pictures, you know, the lady on the donkey with a hole cut out so you can put your face in there and have a picture taken.
Yeah.
He's making some of those. It's interesting because it's something that I haven't seen made for MovieStorm before. And the whole wharf is going to be navigable so your character can walk around. Did you look at his post at all?
No, I didn't. That's new to me. So it's going to be a big set, you say?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an entire wharf set. It's, you know, a few people have asked for things like merry-go-rounds, which, you know, would probably have to be made in Blender or 3D Max to have the animation. But it looks really nice so far. He's put a lot of work into it. So I just thought I'd mention that because there are a lot of different mods coming out that people are working on.
So it's in the mod section of the forums, you say?
Yeah, I put the link in the chat. So that'll be really nice because it's completely different from everything else that's out there. You know, maybe I can make a nice little Frightmare Stories episode, a horror movie set, you know, during a fair. Not that that's ever been done before.
Sorry, I was just reading some. Can you say that again? Sorry.
Oh, I said I could use it for a Frightmare episode. You know, have a horror movie set during the fair.
Yeah.
And, so have you noticed anything out there that's new?
Not much, no. It's, been pretty quiet, you know, nothing really new with the, MovieStorm community, you know. I found out that a thread that I made a long, long, long time ago just got posted again. It's weird. But yeah, it's, not much going on. It's, Yeah, something else I was gonna say, but I forgot.
So you said you're working on a Christmas movie?
Yes, I'm working on a Christmas movie. It's, the Christmas movie is called Fourth Pole. Yeah, it rhymes with North Pole. Yeah, I don't know why it's just fourth. I don't know why. But, yeah, it's called Fourth Pole. It stars people like, let me just get my memory fresh because I'm some, oh. All right, it's right here. It's a little dark, but... All right. Now, the cast includes McQueen's, Stephen Dyson, Afterthought, Kaylin, Chantel, Harvey, Jorge Campos, the Miss Shirley Martin, Silent Night, and myself as Santa Claus, believe it or not, is still pending. If I still can't get in touch with the person, then I'll just try to recast the person, because I originally had the person in mind. They agreed to it, even though without even knowing what the theme was, because they didn't write the script yet. But when I finally wrote the script and stuff to try to contact them, they wouldn't answer. So, yeah, I might just recast that part. But, you know, then I might want to rewrite the part of Santa, because I wrote the part specifically for them. So, yeah, we'll see. So, and also I just had one more addition to it, which was Roger Strange Furlong. Got his line today. And he sounds like someone that went high on helium. So, yes, he sounds hilarious. Although, when I originally got his line, he sounded normal, but then I made him sound like he was on helium. So, yeah, he's an elf. His name is Tickles.
Then the helium sound should be just fine.
Yeah, it's all the elves sound like they're on helium. Like, you know, so hot. The people who are elves are myself, Jorge, and Silent Night, and Stephen Dyson, and Roger. So, you know, a good pack of elves there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and they all have high voices. When I got all their lines, they sounded normal, but then I made them sound like they're on helium. So, yeah, should be funny, and hopefully, yeah.
So now you're just on the lookout for a Santa.
Yeah, I'm just on the lookout for Santa. So, yeah, it's, I was hoping to start filming, but might get held back a little bit. I have the Happy Holidays packed for another 20 days or so. So I'm going to try to film it in the next 20 days. And if I can't, then I'll try to get the pack again. But I'm very low on points. So if not, then I'll just do what I can. So, yeah.
Just film fast.
Yeah, exactly. yeah, but... Yeah, so it's going to be for the DL's holiday festival. So that will be fun and very entertaining, hopefully. And I'm really looking forward to see what the rest of the lines are like and what the verdict of my movie is. So it will be fun.
Have there been a lot of people that signed up for the TMU Theater holiday extravaganza?
I believe so. From what I've seen, there seems like there has been. There, like, I know there's been you and me. I think the there's been other people in the forum saying that they're up to it. So, yeah, I hope that that DL gets a bunch of people this year for the first ever holiday extravaganza. I like that word, extravaganza.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Has he set a date?
Yeah, he said, I think he said it was the 19th. The deadline is the 15th, and then I believe he said that the 19th is when he's going to be doing it, but I could be wrong. And I just want to put this down right now, just change the subject for one sec. I just thought of this, but, as you probably, some of you probably know or have forgotten about my movie, Kuroken.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't worry, that movie's not dead. It's been totally filmed. The premiere date was supposed to be last week, but apparently never got premiered. I actually forgot about it. So I'm going to try to talk it with the y'all about it this week or next week about another premiere date. I don't know if I have to fill up another form. I'll see if I can or not, since he already has the movie. But I might take some time to also just film, just do some more filming, because I talked to an anonymous person, and they said that some of it needs work, so I'll try to fix it a little bit since the premiere date got canceled. So yeah. So I'm looking forward to finally releasing that. You know, so at least it's done, so I don't really have anything to really worry about.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that really, it's not for our competition or anything or a festival, so it will get released when it can, so. Yeah, it's been fun. Fun making it. It's been written by a superb person. Been fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have that done, and you're getting the Christmas movie in the works.
Yeah, getting a Christmas movie, and then also making my Movie Storm movie. It's called Movie Storm, which is being made in Movie Storm, about the creation of Movie Storm. So, yeah, I'm in the area of writing the script for that right now. Just taking my time for that, you know, and then it's just my draft, and then going to try to, you know, rewrite it, you know, try to revise it, I should say, revise it with writing it, and then also, as I said early on the show, I'm also in the mix of a storyboard idea for a movie, untitled movie right now. That's not the name, it's just untitled. Mainly what I can say right now is about the one time I still have to do a little bit more research before storyboard is complete, but right now what I know is that the one day somehow Mercury's gravitational pull is very weak and begins to move towards the sun. And when that happens, it starts boiling up and turns to crumbs, pretty much, and explodes. And then all of us humans at Earth have 8 minutes to get ready and run away and try to find shelter before we get hit and noticed by the what's left of Mercury, and that's pretty much what I have so far. I know what the ending is, but I don't want to spoil it since it will be a twist ending. But it will be fun writing. It will be really hard to film, I can tell you that right now, just by the...
Yeah.
Well, not really hard, but, you know, just the main part that will be hard will be the scene of Mercury going into the sun. Will be just the main hard part, and then the rest will just be easy. You know, I'm not sure how long the script will be, you know. My goal is to make it long, but I just never know. So, yeah, it will be fun, really fun to do that. And, yeah, the only thing you have is Frightmares?
Yeah, I'm working on the Arizona Slasher still.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's pretty much it besides the all the mods I'm working on, and the VOs I need to do.
I'm really looking forward to Erin's Zone Slasher, so.
Yeah, I'll be glad when I finally have it finished. I'm also working with Pookie in the Women in Machinima. I've been asked to be part of the expo for that. So.
Ooh.
Which involves Second Life, which I know not much about Second Life. I've been into Second Life, but there's a lot to Second Life.
Yes, I've been in it, and it's a good software. I never filmed an actual movie with it, but yeah, I've been in it before, and I like it, so.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean,
yeah.
I could see using it for, you know, a fantasy movie, or sci-fi, you know, because there are so many mods available and so many sets available.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't used it for anything like that. I'm very new to Second Life.
Second Life is good, and I do recommend it, you know, for if you just want to have fun in it or just want to make a movie. I've never made a movie myself, so don't have much to say there, so. But, yeah, it's good. It's good to play around with, and it's good to be creative. You can be in the adult world or the minor world. It's fun. But, yeah, that's what I have to say from Second Life, and, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't have, much other than that I'm working on. The mods pretty much keep me very busy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it took me about 2 weeks to get all of the 1950s clothes finished, which is pretty much just a retexture job, but, you know, it takes a while if you want to find the right textures and put them down right and open up the Modder's Workshop every 10 minutes to check them.
We should have a Squirrel Girl Day or something, you know, to praise all your work, you know. Just to praise what you've done in the past, how many years now? 1-2 years you've been part of Movie Storm?
Just 1 year.
Just 1 year? Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done just so much, and, yeah, just been amazing, and...
Yeah, but that would mean I would have to take time off the modding to do the... So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Cool. Yeah, so I'm very excited to actually be... I'm actually honored to be making a movie about Movie Storm, so it's... Yeah, I just want to say that's going well, and you should expect that in about, I don't know, 2 years or something. Yeah, I'm going to find actors playing Matt Kellen, David Lloyd, Chris Wallace will probably be in it, Amos Wilbond might be in it, his character might be in it, I mean, you know, as those characters, I mean, and then...
Have you thought about asking them to do the VOs?
I have, actually, yeah. I don't know, because, you know, they've been just so busy with doing actual movies from stuff that I don't think that they actually like have time to do VOs playing themselves, you know. But, you know, I will send them the script, though, when I'm done with the final draft, or maybe even the first draft, just to see what they think of it first, and... You know, I'll tell them on a scale from 1 to 10 that for each, like, for a couple different categories, like, from a scale 1 to 10, how real is it from what you guys actually did, and, you know, stuff like that. I'll ask them for when I send the script, but I think I might just get regular just regular actors for it. I did actually consider one professional actor play a part, but I'm sure you've heard of him, but I'm almost like certain he's going to say no, but if I ever contact him.
But, well, it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah, this show. But he's been so busy, so, yeah.
Well, that's really cool. So where did you get the idea to do that?
I originally got the idea from the movie The Social Network, the founding of Facebook. And then I'm like, what if there's a movie about the founding of MovieStorm? So that's what I'm doing. You know, the concept of the founding of MovieStorm and the founding of Facebook is very different, but... You know, there's no, like, suing each other or anything, which I'm not aware of or anything. but it's just, it's just mainly just shows you the founding. It's not really any,
drama?
Not much drama. Like, there will be some drama, like, how they, spoil alerts for some people, I don't know. But there will be, like, some drama, like, for copywritten issues for when they made the movie, which made them get into MovieStorm, like, no, when they made No License. You know, mm-hmm. There was lots of copywritten issues there, and then there was drama, like, they didn't know what to do, like, they could have actually gone to court or something, you know. Or, you know, so they had to contact the actual people from, No License about James Bond and stuff. So they had to, like, contact different people about that. So, but it's, won't be much drama. I might do some propaganda, pretty much, I would say, about the, not really, but, like, I might just twist some stuff around to make it more movie, like, you know, Hollywood type of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like, so, and then there will be some stuff which I'm sure actually didn't happen in real life to them, which will be in the movie. You know, it'll be kind of like The Blind Side, if you've ever seen that movie. It's,
yeah,
you know,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the black guy, and, you know. So, it's, it will be like that, but minus the football and stuff, will be about MovieStorm. But, I'm excited to be the writer of this movie and the director as well. So, I'm going to, like, my main schedule will be to film Fourth Pole, do probably a couple other episodes of The Monster Chronicles. Don't worry, I've never forgotten about that. Release Karaoke, and then, you know, finish movies. Then my main focus would just be the MovieStorm movie, which will probably be the title of it. It's called MovieStorm the Movie. It's probably going to be the final title.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So
have you approached any of the MovieStorm staff and let them know that you were working on it?
Yeah, I've approached Matt Kelland, you know, he's actually the main one that I've talked to get the information about. I've interviewed him. The interview has been on the Ken Rogers Show. I've kept on asking him questions, about, like, if there's any holes or anything in something where I want something to be filled, you know, I would ask him, it's been fun. It's going to be lots of work. It's going to be my first time actually making a non-fiction movie.
Yeah, documentary style.
Yeah, documentary type style. But it will be lots of fun. It will be a relief when it's over, but, you know, I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to, excuse me. But, yeah, it's going to be, I can tell you right now, the movie's going to be really long. I can tell you that right now. It's probably my goal, or what I think it will be right now, will probably be about 90 minutes, but it could be wrong. It will be I'm pretty sure it will be released in parts, but there, I could be wrong again. Yeah, it's just not too sure yet. It's just still in the writing phase, and then when the writing's done, you know, and I'll send it off to Matt, and then he tells me what he thinks. And then also, I'll just, you know, play it from there. And, you know, it'll be fun. It'll be lots of fun. I might also have this Storm Hour part of it, and then, like, towards the end. And then, I already know what the ending will be and stuff, so. Yeah, so that's it. So, yeah, I'm done blabbering. So, that's it.
Well, looks like our time's about up.
Yeah, well, finished an hour. Well, it's really nice.
Well, thank you for having me on here, Jake. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. And anytime, you know, it's always lots of fun to have you on. And, yeah, so whenever you are able to make it, and, you know, or whenever, yeah, whenever you want to come on, you're always welcome, so.
Okay, well, thank you.
Welcome. And, it's about time to for the end of the show. I'll just do a quick chat room shout-out if my computer cooperates. All right, today, we have Sean, G, or another known as Alonzo, 11208. Howdy. And then we also have myself. Hello, myself. And then we also have Kinte. He's been very quiet. Well, everyone has, but Kinte's been very quiet. But yeah. Hi, Kinte. Yee. Okay. Then we also have Roger, who's packed on helium. Hi, Roger. Okay. And we also have we also have Shirley. So thank you for coming on, Shirley. And yeah, it's been a pleasure for having you on. And that's our show. Thanks for everyone who's listening and anyone that's not in the chat room that's listening. Thank you. Thank you to all of Movies From Staff for doing what you're doing. And keep up the good work. And yeah.
When you fall in love, a diamond pin to burst your bubble. That's what you get through all your trouble. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. What do you get when you kiss a girl? You get another chance to catch pneumonia. After you do, she'll never phone you. I never fall in love again. Oh, I never fall in love again. Don't tell me what it's all about, 'cause I've been there and I'm glad I'm out. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you give your heart? You get it all broken up and battered. That's what you get, a heart that shattered. I never fall in love again. Oh, never fall in love again. Out of those chains that bind you. That is why I'm here to remind you. What do you get when you fall in love? You only get lies and pain and sorrow. So for it. Tomorrow I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. I never fall in love again. fall in love.